Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
To this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with
Celia Behar. I was trying to think of another word to call my, instead of like a co-host, I was like, and I am your donkey. I don't know. I don't know. I had nothing. I'm really tired. Give me a break.
I am your donkey?
I don't know, because usually
you mean like, wait, are you calling me Shrek?
No, I was calling myself an ass, but I was trying to make it better. Because usually you're like, and next to me is my, and I was going to come up with something funny, but then you didn't.
You know what? You said, I am your donkey.
And I am, and I am your donkey. And Celia Behar.
And forever you shall be. Okay. We have our fantastic new producer, Sabrina, here with us, who is cracking up just off camera. So if you hear any very loud laughter, it is her, and we are not paying her extra to do that. In fact, she's just helping us out because she loves us.
We fired that last producer, that interim one. She was
terrible. Awful. The one between Emily and Sabrina.
Good Lord. Woo, pee you. She had no idea what she was doing.
Nope. And she's still here pushing buttons. So in every sense of the word.
I was going to say it.
So, yeah. Hi, Seal.
Hi. What's
going on? We were just busy recording some content for our YouTube channel, which if you have not subscribed to it yet, you need to go to YouTube, look for Never Thought I'd Say This, and subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're having fun with it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is.
It really is. Whatever. If people don't like it, I look at it like we get to just spend a really ridiculous day together.
I mean,
which is most of our days together, but still.
Exactly. But now other people get to see it and see that what we're doing, we're actually not pretending. This is really who we are. And Mom, I'm sorry.
I laughed so hard at one of the ones that I won't reveal, but I laughed my makeup off because it was so ridiculous. It was bad. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah. And it's all good and bad, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, make sure you go to YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel, because there will be a lot more. And there may also be a TikTok.
Maybe.
Because Celia finally got 10,000, so I am starting a TikTok. I have probably
10,000 followers, not like, I don't know. You're like, Celia finally got 10,000.
Oh, 10,000, right.
Like, that could have been.
Right, not dollars.
Warts, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Donkeys.
She has 10,000 donkeys. It's like 10,000 maniacs, but better.
So, maniac donkeys.
10,000 maniac donkeys.
It's fine. Sabrina's just quit. Like, shit took her 5 seconds of an episode to be like, oh, is this why Emily left? Got it.
So I'm very excited for all of that. We're doing a lot of fun content this season, and I am excited. So speaking of fun content, this is a pretty epic story that we are going to discuss. And I just want to say that the woman that we're going to talk about in this story, I really feel like it needs to be our friend.
She's our people. And if
she's not in Little Mamas, I'm shocked.
Yes, she should be, first of all. And I hope we find her someday because I love her already.
Yes. So this week's episode, we are discussing MILFs, which we're not calling ourselves MILFs. I'm not saying we're not MILFs, but I'm not saying we are, because that feels a little like I don't feel like you can deem yourself a MILF.
You could, but it'd be narcissistic.
Well, and you know what? But this lady did in the story. So,
okay. But she had a reason for it, and I love her for it.
I feel like our audience is going to know what a MILF is, but just as a little background, according to dictionary.com, which makes it official, a MILF is an acronym that stands for Mom, I'd Like to Fuck, which is, I don't know why I said that so quickly.
I was just going to ask, I'm like, I'm sorry, do we not say fuck on this show now?
Yeah,
you're like,
no,
whisper.
Mom, I'd like to fuck. There we go. Now I've said it with authority.
Okay.
Which is often said by teenage boys about their friends, attractive mothers, or just about women in general who are considered of middle age. Wait a minute.
I feel a ma'am coming on now. Oh, thanks.
Don't you ma'am me. But I feel like it's also, I think, like, there's moms now. I feel like it's become more acceptable. It's not just, like, obnoxious teenage boys or, like, just misogynistic asshole men talking about women in general. But, like, moms to each other, like, oh, honey, you're a MILF, right?
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Okay. Right. I got a story about it later, but go on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have one, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so a couple of notes on the MILF mystique. And actually, I was just reading an article about Jennifer Coolidge the other day. If you don't know her by name, Jennifer Coolidge popularized the term and the idea when she played Stifler's mom in American Pie, which was in 1999.
Wow.
22 years ago.
No.
Yes.
There were not even movies back then.
We weren't even MILFs then. We were laughing at MILFs, and now we are MILFs.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Right?
Yeah.
But the next major MILF piece of popular art, is, and I say art in quotations, although.
Why?
It is absolutely art.
I like this song. I know
what you're saying. Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne, which was, it was a song.
Yeah. I still listen to that song sometimes. I like that song.
Good for you.
Okay. Well, who didn't want to be a Stacey's mom a little bit? Because by the early 2000s, I was heading toward being a mom. So I remember that being like a goal for sure. Like I was like, I want to be like a Stacey's mom. Also, I didn't actually have a kid back then. So I didn't really know that once I was going to be once I became a mom, that concept was going straight out the fucking window because I stopped giving a shit about even, you know, showering. So
now that's a MILF. Mom, I'd like not to fuck.
Never to fuck.
The early 2000s were a time when Gen X was creating characters that, you know, we've already knew about Hot Mom and you know, I mean, Mrs. Robinson was really the OG MILF.
Yes.
The most popular of them all.
And Anne Bancroft, for real, was the hottest thing ever in that movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would still like to look like Anne Bancroft.
She's passed away like many years now, but
I didn't
so
say
maybe
now.
Not
I meant I would
anymore.
Like to. Well, I don't want to look like her now. That would be weird.
I think I might actually look like her now.
Oh, okay.
Just a little crypt keepery. Coming up on my.
No! Sorry. You can't say that and MILF in the same thing.
Okay. I said I wasn't one.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As working moms, we know better than anyone the time and commitment it takes to make sure that our families are eating well-rounded meals that are also delicious.
Yeah, we absolutely know that, and that's why we choose HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets us skip trips to the grocery store while making home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And let me tell you, the recipes are easy to follow and quick to make. Easy enough that I could do it.
And we know how that goes.
Uh-huh.
And it's even got steps and pictures to guide you along the way. I definitely like cooking with pictures.
Who doesn't? Plus, there's something for everyone to enjoy with all recipes designed and tasted by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. That means kids will eat them too. One of my kids, won't say who, is a very, very picky eater. She loves everything that I've ever gotten from HelloFresh.
Right? I had something from them. It was like a cherry sort of pork chop.
I had a,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was like a cherry jam or something, mm-hmm, pork chop.
Like a compote.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. The veggies are always great. They're always fresh. I'm just always really impressed with what arrives in that box. Like nothing ever, it just all looks so fresh and so good. And it's so great and easy to make. And all you have to do to make meal planning that easy is go to HelloFresh.com/SayThis14 and use code SAYTHIS14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
Wow.
It's just that simple. For up to 14 free meals and free shipping, go to HelloFresh.com/SAYTHIS14 and use the code SAYTHIS14 to start your journey with America's number one meal kit.
You will not be disappointed, we promise.
So, and by the dictionary.com definition, one does not necessarily need to have children to be a MILF.
That's just weird. That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
No, moms get everything taken away from them. Can we just have this one thing? We have kids, therefore we get to be a MILF. If you don't choose to ruin your own fucking body and your own fucking life, then you stay hot because you didn't have kids.
What about moms that adopt?
That's different. They're moms. Those are still moms. You said they didn't have to have kids. They have if they adopted.
This is what dictionary.com says, and I live my life by everything that dictionary.com says. I'm sorry.
I am wildly offended.
And you know how I am about rules. I follow them at all times. So.
okay.
This is how common the term MILF has become. Right. Is that it's. It could also be middle-aged lady in parentheses, I'd like to fuck.
She just made herself like really small, like you guys can fucking see her. She's like shrunk down and
look at
put, but we're not, yeah, they're not going to see the whole. She also has like her hands up like she's like wearing a visor all of a sudden, like a middle-aged Karen, I guess.
I am parenthesizing myself. Okay.
Dude.
Anyway.
I don't know what that was.
Prevented small. Okay. So anyway.
Yeah.
This is, MILFs are a thing. MILFs are here and we're not going away.
We're taking over
the world. We're MILFs. We're proud. We're strong. I don't know what.
Yeah. Get used to it. I don't know. I had nothing.
Oh, no. It was the LG. Yeah. We're here. We're
MILFs.
We're proud. We're MILFs.
We're drink your milk. We're used to it. I don't know. Nothing.
Okay. We're going to give up on that.
No, it's awful.
Anyway. Here's the story, which I'm sure all of our listeners are like, will you get to the fucking story?
They know us by now.
Exactly. So highlights, because there's really some amazing highlights to the story. So Brittany Glidden is the woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
And she drives, get this, she drives a 2013 teal Chrysler Town and Country minivan.
Now, am I wrong, but don't you have a Town and Country minivan?
It is not a Town and Country. It is a Pacifica.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm sorry. But close enough.
Correct.
But close enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, teal 2013 Chrysler Town and Country minivan. Wait for it. Mm-hmm. With the vanity plates. Tits out.
Tits out. She also just did like a little, you know. She's gesticulating like she's putting her tits out.
I'm gesticulating.
God, that was not a very MILFy joke. Okay.
So, anyway, she also has a wild ass logo on the back of her minivan rear windshield that says MILF Mobile.
I love it.
And the reason why this is amazing and absolutely relevant and important, other than it's a woman in a minivan with a license plate that said tits out, is that she is challenging a new bill in the state of Maine that aims to ban vulgar and obscene.
That's in quotes.
quotations.
She's air quoting.
Vanity plates, and was introduced by State Senator William Diamond. He's a representative out of Windham, Maine. Now, the bill, what?
I was just going to say, before you go forward, because I know you're going to say some of this about the bill, and I just want to say that when I was talking to Dustin about this article and that her that was her vanity plate, he was like, well, is that not offensive to have you know, tits out? And I said, well, I don't know her reasoning yet, because it was before I read the article. And I said, but if it's because of anything having to do with breastfeeding, then no, it's not, because honestly, we've been fighting to breastfeed and your tits are out all the fucking time.
Not to mention the fact they're boobs. And,
yeah, get over
and it,
it
could be teats out. It could be teats.
But then it'd be spelled different, but sure.
Pronunciation. I mean, maybe that's all you can fit on the license plate. You can't put teat. It's too many letters. But you can put tit. So, but regardless, it's pronounced teat. And so it's like, you know.
Yeah, tits
whatever.
Out.
Tits out.
Your
they're
tits
boobs.
Are out. They're boobs.
Get
they're
over
it.
Get over them. Man's tits are out all the time.
I said that too. Oh,
I have seen some man tits, let me tell you.
Same.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the bill asserts that vanity plates are state property and can be recalled at any time. It also allows the Secretary of State to reject vulgar and obscene plate applications. Now, because of this, the state of Maine wants her to turn in her obscene mm-hmm. plates, and she's refusing.
I know. I love her. Good.
Rock you out go. With your tits out.
Fuck it.
Lady Brittany.
I'm with it. And by the way, the plates do refer to the fact that she exclusively breastfed all four of her children and that she frequently drives topless because Maine is, in fact, a topless state. And holy fucking shit. I grew up in Connecticut
Maine.
And I didn't know that. And could Connecticut and Maine be any different? Because I swear to God, women in Connecticut probably have their shirts like stapled to their bodies,
you know,
at this point.
I'm going to be honest. I would have thought Vermont would be a tits out state, but.
Well, you would. Maybe it's maybe
it
is.
But Maine is, in fact, a topless state. So here's my what I find to be quite hypocritical. Mm-hmm. If you can have your tits out. But you can't say tits out. I don't know why is that a problem? So I can see boobs,
right.
But I can't say them or say a name for them.
No, that's dumb. And maybe it's a warning. Maybe she's like, careful, my tits are out because I drive topless. Don't get in a car accident.
Wait,
tits out. You were warned.
Didn't we see somebody with a license plate frame recently? Was it you and I in the car that said... something about like caution, driver usually watching porn.
Yeah, it was me and you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's way more ridiculous to me. Cause like, are you doing that right now? Like while you're driving? That's distracting.
Yeah.
And I love that she frequently drives topless because sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's sweaty.
Right. You got it.
I mean, I know you don't understand the underboob sweat, but let me tell you.
Wow. Fuck you. No, I know. I wouldn't understand it. And yet still, if I had the option to sometime drive topless, I might. Of course, people would probably think I was a boy, so it'd be all right. But
I was just going to say, you could probably do it.
Care. Yeah. No, okay. They would be like, who gives a shit? Like, that doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
So Brittany, hero of the tits out movement here,
uh-huh.
She said, I'm not worried about vanity plates at all. My children hear and see much worse than that every day in TV, books, news, and video games.
Amen.
Fuck yeah. Glidden.
Also, my kids see worse and hear worse just by being around me.
Here's what she said. I have four children. They are 14, 11, 7, and 5. Mm. All of them love my vehicle. My older kids have experienced increased popularity because of it, which is pretty funny.
Yes.
And that's so true. Like, I know our kids having experienced increased popularity because of this podcast. I know it. I'm just sure they have. maybe not.
No, I don't think
But... they would think that was, our kids would think that was hilarious.
Definitely.
So she also said, I'm working on a design for a large vinyl wrap for my van.
Dude.
It'll say tits out in huge letters with a diagonal red streak with swear words filling the whole thing. This woman
so
is our long
good.
Lost co-host,
yeah.
I think. Glidden said, like, if the lyrics to the song Shit, Piss, Fuck by Blink-182 were made into a giant obnoxious decal, it might just make the state wish they hadn't even worried about my vanity plates.
And the fact that they're being called, that her vanity plates are being called offensive is so fucking
stupid.
Okay,
so here's here's so the her license plate frame or her license plate says tits out. Mm-hmm. And it's in Maine, which you can do. So that's whatever.
She's got so many good things.
Okay, so I have to read some of these stickers on here because they're amazing. One says, if you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair. And that's right over MILFmobile. So, it also says, what is that? Is that like hash
Well, it pound? Says condoms prevent minivans.
Which she's not wrong. She's not wrong in that one.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. And another one is kids in this bitch honk if one falls out.
That's awesome.
Which I've seen that before and I laughed because it's funny.
It is funny.
And then there's another one. I'm not going to read that because it's actually, I actually won't read that because it's, because I don't think, because it's using that word in a way that I don't really love.
I
you know what I mean? As an offensive statement.
Okay.
So we're not going to read it.
All right.
But it says, caution, this vehicle makes sudden stops at your mom's house.
That's awesome.
Amazing. And also, number 207, shitboxes MILFmobile. And down here, she has changed whatever this little thing is, and it actually says shitbox.
Yeah.
So she, I would like to say, she's put some work and some time and some effort into these stickers. And if you take tits out, it's still, like, all that's still going to be on there. So what are you going to do? Make her remove her stickers?
I think that's what they're probably going for, is making her remove the stickers.
No, no. Eventually. Fuck you and my free speech.
Yeah, but.
Now, this is what we're talking about. This is obviously a First Amendment issue. And this woman plans to take it all the way, because if you are gonna drive a MILFmobile, you better be ready to go tits out all the way, just balls to the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
tits to the wall.
Tits. Yes. And by the way, there are way more offensive license, like vanity plates out there, like cool guy, or you know, like any. I'm sorry, I've seen so many like douchey ones are like,
But hold no, why was cool guy offensive?
Just because that's so lame. Don't put, like, that's that offended me.
Have you ever actually seen a bumper sticker that said cool guy?
On my block, there is a guy. That's why I said it. There is, on my block, some guy has a vanity plate and it says cool guy on it.
But I think,
which means you are decidedly not cool.
But I think he's meaning that.
No, I don't think
so. Tongue in cheek.
No, I've seen him. I don't think he is.
Oh, he thinks he's a cool guy?
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, now cool guy, we're calling you out.
It's pretty bad.
But I think, I mean, there is, oh God. And by the way, we will post the picture of the MILFmobile up on our Instagram this week so that you guys can check out what it is. And I think somehow people think, once you become a mom or a parent, that like all of a sudden your sense of humor has to go, like it's inappropriate. Like you have, I mean, how often do we hear that?
Oh my God.
You have kids.
Do you know?
You have kids. I go, yeah. And they're also really fucking funny. You should meet them. And it's because this is how I am around them.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I just think.
It's not a big deal. I don't know. I will say this. It just made me think of the fact when you're like, how many people have said this to us? Just so you all know, in my phone, Jody's name is not her name, because one day she got a private, DM from somebody being like, calling her out, like giving her a lecture about her language and calling her a godless hoe bag. And hoe was spelled wrong. And that's the best part about that story. And so in my phone, she is godless hoe bag, H-O-E, because she's an offensive garden tool. So.
I mean, I am an offensive
garden
tool.
Yeah. Yes.
Garden.
Yeah. She just made herself small again. She's in her. She went. Yeah. Well, yes. We did establish that you are a tool earlier in the season.
Yes.
So it's okay.
But I'm not a pro.
But you're not. Right.
I've seen.
Right.
So, but I do wonder, like, how are they going to, what's the line?
I don't know. It's free speech. Is there a line? And you know.
I mean, again, yes, there is a line. There's always a line. Hate speech and all that stuff.
Yes,
unless you hate
tits,
Which, who does?
I don't know.
Babies don't hate tits.
Agreed.
They love them.
Right.
I mean,
some boys seem to like them. Not all, but
not
some.
Not all, but some. You know what? Even some of my gay guy friends, they're like, I love boobs.
Oh,
boobs,
of course. Well, mostly because most of my gay friends would like some boobs. I am with them. I would also like some boobs.
Well, there's always hope.
I don't think there is anymore, actually. I'm pretty sure there's not for me.
Maybe you'll have like a reverse puberty and sort of like, well, that's called menopause. But it'll be like,
I think I'm there now. And unless menopause makes your boobs grow, and I don't think it does, all I feel is fucking hot. I'm hot. I'm really hot. Like right now I'm having a
hot
flash.
Because
I'm a MILF.
You're a MILF.
That's what it means right there. Way to bring it back, sweetie.
Menopausal lady I'd like to fuck is what that means.
Oh, thank you for making that a thing.
Better than middle-aged.
Well, sure. I guess.
Not really.
No.
No, it's actually worse.
It doesn't even matter.
Well, often middle age is followed by menopause.
Or happening at the exact same time. Great. Woohoo. Yeah.
But look,
all sexy.
I mean,
I want to do that to
nobody
my car.
Nobody would know that you're menopausal if you're driving the MILFmobile because...
Except that I tell everybody.
If they listen to this podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I do wonder, like, what's the line? You know what I mean? Like, if we can say in this election cycle and all of this, like, how many offensive political bumper stickers? Remember the old like mud flap things with like
With the girls
and who was naked?
Yeah, with their
boobs.
They still have them on. I see those still.
Right.
Yeah. Trucks will have.
I feel like that.
Hold on. I don't know if you saw, but we had a mama who posted something on Mama's, and it was something that she caught on the at the Walmarts. Like she took the picture at the Walmarts.
The Walmarts?
I don't know. Have you ever heard people call it that? The Walmarts? I'm going to the Walmarts. It said something to the effect of, it said Click Commander. It was a huge sticker on the back of this guy's truck, like huge, that said Click Commander on it. Now, I know that that's a reference to Jay and Silent Bob, but it's on his truck and he's just driving around there.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. And say that he probably had the faux testicles hanging from the back of his truck as well.
You are correct.
Oh God.
That is,
it's almost like I have seen those sorts of people.
That's okay. Nobody was probably making a big deal about that.
Well, but he okay, to play what, I don't know, whatever,
devil's advocate.
I don't but it's not really. It's the difference is they're not talking. They're saying, sure, your van's offensive to people, but it's the state license plate.
Right. I know
that they have control over. So I do get that. Like I do get it's there. That's the difference is that it's a state. It's a license plate. But I also saw in another state, someone had a license plate that you could only read it in your rear view.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it said like butt sex or something, but you could or ass sex or whatever, but you could only read it if it was behind you.
By looking at your rib. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's kind of
so
smart.
Well, you know what I mean?
Looking at your rear. Well, Dustin,
but that was there, but you can't read it.
If you're right.
It's like SSA.
Right.
Whatever.
Like writing boobs on a calculator kind of thing with the numbers, like that sort of same.
Which is what everyone does with a calculator.
Which is still funny. Yeah, no, I agree. Well, so when Dustin and I were talking about this, he was like, well, does it actually say tits out or is it like tits and an explanation, T explanation mark? Like, was there something in there that made it so it doesn't really say tits?
Well, but if you took the O-U-T, then it might look like tit shit.
That's not what I meant.
T-I-T-S.
No, if it was
exclamation mark, asterisk,
no. T. Oh, my God. No, meaning like if it was a T and then an exclamation mark instead of the I and then T. Like, you know how sometimes on vanity plates,
they swap
it out and that's
I
how,
see.
You
right.
know. So like if it didn't actually spell the whole thing, would it still matter?
So that
matter?
Could be a, I mean, that would, is that like a little.
Like your little loophole.
Little reach, not reach around.
Wow. Wow. I swear to God, if the title of this episode is "We Will Reach Around by MILFs" or some shit like that, I quit.
No, like, it's not. No, it's
the
not
MILF
going
reach
to be
around.
That.
It's not going to be the reach around.
It's going to be.
Oh my God! It's going to be the weird gesture she keeps making. Yes,
I'm gesticulating. Right, which is a new word. Also going to be in dictionary.com.
Gesticulating.
Thus for making it official.
I think that actually might end up being the title of this fucking episode.
Is gesticulating?
Gesticulating. When you made the tit joke into gesticulating.
You made the joke. Thanks for explaining it. I just
Celia explained to you. I milk explained.
You tit explained. You tit explained it to me.
I tit explained it to you.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think you know that my hair is one of the biggest deals for me. It's really hard to take care of. And most of you out there have probably heard us sing the praises of Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those that haven't, we want to tell you about the incredible results we've seen since starting our customized Pros products.
They have been so great for my hair. Honestly, I cannot believe how much thicker and stronger my hair is. You know me, I am not blessed with the lovely, wavy, big, beautiful curls like you. I have three hairs on my head that are all working together at hopefully at the same time. And Pros is making them look fabulous. I must say, I'm really, really impressed. That pre-shampoo mask, the shampoo, the conditioner, all of it. Even the, I love the dry shampoo, the like powder dry shampoo. Mm-hmm. Oh, so great. I've been using those. I do the Pros like pre-shampoo mask once a week.
Yep.
And then I use the dry shampoo in between my shampoo days. I am so happy with those products.
I just started using a hair oil for my hair, which if you've got really dry hair, like mine tends to be because when you have curly hair, it's that. It's been a game changer. My hair is so soft and it smells like marzipan, which I'm obsessed with. And so really, this is my new favorite thing from Pros, and I love pretty much everything about Pros.
Wow.
Pros knows that there is more to you than just your hair type. And this is why Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we got started. And you know what? It couldn't be easier.
Oh, seriously. I went to the website and I just answered a few questions. The whole process took like 5 minutes or less. And I answered all the questions and found out exactly which products would work best for my hair.
Oh my God, me too. And you know, Pros accomplishes this by analyzing over 85 personal factors in that short quiz. The result is hair care items made with a unique blend of ingredients to treat my exact hair care concerns.
And Pros also has a review and refine feature, which lets me tweak my formulas if for any reason I've changed addresses or if I've dyed my hair or if my diet is a lot different. Any of that stuff can affect your hair. And so you can actually update that on your personal Pros hair profile.
It's so easy and great to use. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. That is so important to the both of us. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. They are also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral.
Love that. And most importantly, if you are not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care that you've had, they will take the products back, no question asked. Yes, even totally customized for you, they will take it back, no questions asked. So if you think that Pros is the healthy hair regimen that you've been waiting for, then you can take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. So go to pros.com/say this. That's PROSE.com/say this for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Amazing.
I mean, I'll be interested to see how this turns out because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I like her threat, which is it might just make the state wish they hadn't even worried about offensive vandalism.
Oh, I suspect it will, just looking at the stickers
because
on
they
there.
Can't, because then can they, I mean, they can't take that. There's a van that drives around L.A. that's like the topless maids
right,
van.
Right,
or, which, you know, and they're like, which, by the way, does, are those real?
I don't know.
Can someone actually come?
Wait, they're tits or the maids? The tits on the maids?
Obviously, no.
Okay.
But no. But like, I mean. So,
I don't know.
So, I don't know either. I mean, I've never called one. I don't plan on calling one either. But I just, you know, so there's that.
Well, I might now. Like, as research. What?
There's also like a van that drives around. It's vagina guitars.
Yeah. Yeah. I have seen that before.
And it's like a, but it, and it's a guitar that looks.
Like a, yeah. Like a hoo-ha.
Like a vagina. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, and.
Like a bajingo. No,
is it because it's a, if they said.
It's a company. She's a company. Then it wouldn't matter if Tits Out was her company.
I don't know what
company that would be, but whatever. Good for you.
It could be a lactation specialist.
Right. No, it could be.
Tots Out. Tits Out.
Well, it's like our friend Francie has the Milk and Mama, is that, who is a lactation consultant.
Yeah.
Like, why is that not a, you know, why? Who cares?
I'm going to say, Maine, what the fuck is going on? You are a topless state, but you have a problem with titties.
Yeah. Get your tits together. Get them together.
Yeah. Get them together and focus, because if your biggest concern is this woman's license plate, also, wouldn't you love to hear, I would love to hear the complaints. Like, the, well, like, where, would, like, are people writing letter, like, what Karens?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Quote.
Karens,
quoting,
in quotes.
In quotes, because I'm gesticulating. What?
Good Lord.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say that?
No.
Oh. Good, because it was so bad. But like, I would love to hear the recorded phone calls of like, I just saw.
Yeah. Who's going to do something about Tits Out?
Well, then you don't even say it. Like, I saw an offensive.
It will be about their kid, though. They'll be like, I have children and they saw an offensive thing. That's
right.
You know.
And you'll be like, you obviously haven't seen the internet in the last 10 years.
You need to listen, Karen, you need to loosen up your visor. And calm
and
your tits.
Your butthole.
And exactly that. And
yep. And then, yes. And if you did all of that, then.
You're good to go. And
then
for a lot of different
your tits
things.
Too would be out.
Wait, do you, so I know we're going to talk about it anyway, but do you have, like, have you ever been called a MILF? And if so, by who? I mean, you have been, because I read your Instagram, but you know, Jesus.
I know it's just you. I know it's just you calling me a MILF on my Instagram,
every
which is fine.
Chance I get with
keep
all of
it.
My fake accounts.
Keep
yes.
doing it.
Uh-huh.
No, I have been called a MILF before, and it was, gosh, I think Zoe was a baby,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure I was like pushing a stroller down the street, and this like giant truck drove by. Shocking.
Yeah.
Probably had faux testicles.
And mud flaps with the girl on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they just yelled out the window, I love MILFs! And I was like, me? But I like, because it was, I mean, I was still, God, when I had Zoe, I was 26.
You don't need
so
to brag.
I wasn't, I, saying it like that, I'm just saying I was not a middle-aged, well, I was a young mom. And so it didn't hit me that I fell into that category yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked around to see who he was talking to and realized I was the only one pushing a stroller. So therefore, it was me.
Did you have that moment where you're like, I am offended, but also like, oh my God, really? Like, am I? That's, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like, did you?
Yeah, I was confused. I wasn't sure how to feel. I was like, hey, at least I'm cute, but stop yelling at me out of your truck. And ew, I'm with my child. And what am I? It was, there was a lot of emotions happening.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to decipher, I think, what
right,
to feel
I,
about
like,
that.
I'm like, ew, don't call me a MILF, but don't not call me a MILF.
Right.
Because then what are you saying?
Right. Because then I'm a hag or something. Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
We could say, Mom, I'd like to friend.
Well, that I'm going to say.
That's what I'm saying about.
No, so wait, hold on. Yes, she is a mom. I'd like to friend. Also, I will say that this came up in my house about probably like 3 weeks ago. And it was all because Harper decided to tell me that she aspires to be a MILF, but not, she doesn't want kids. And I was like, but you can't be. I know. Well, don't tell her this. She doesn't need to be right about everything. Regardless, I said, well, how are you going to do that? And she was like, I don't know. I just am. She's like, I just want to, you know, age and be really hot or whatever. And Dustin was there and Lulu was there. And so right away, Lulu says, wait, what's a MILF? And we're both like, nothing. And Harper's like about to, I'm like, don't, just don't. And she, you know, and then Harper looks at me and she's like, Mom, but you know, you're a MILF. Like my friends talk about the fact that you're a MILF. And I was like, I don't need to hear this. Like I am not, whatever. And Lulu just keeps being like, I don't understand. What's a MILF? Can someone just tell me what a MILF is? And we're like, no. And of course, Dustin's like about to lose his ever loving mind. And he's like, I have to go and, you know, change light bulbs or please, some crap. Right. Like he was like, leave, I can't be a part of this conversation at all. And then of course, I think it was, you know, Harper that was like, Dustin, don't you think so? And he was like, and I'm gone. Like he like ran out the door. And so we said to Lulu, like, oh, it's Mom, I'd like to friend. And so she was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know why that's bad. You know, whatever. Maybe an hour later, she comes running into the other room where we're sitting, Dustin and I, and she's like, I figured out what MILF is and you lied. And I'm like, Harper, did you tell her? And she's like, what? No, I don't know. And she's like, it's Mom, I'd like to. And she said it. Right. And we're like, ah. And then Dustin's like, and I have to go home. Right. Like, I'm out of this whole conversation.
This is all awkward now.
And then she, you know, she leaves. So then the next day, I hear in Harper's Zoom class, because they're still in school at that point, a whole conversation happening about MILFs. And then I'm like, what is happening right now? And then Harper's screaming into my room, Mom, Mom, Sarah just said that you're a MILF and she wants to marry you. And now for our Spanish project, she's planning your wedding. Because apparently Sarah thinks you're a MILF and my teacher just said, and I'm like, and my head is exploding. And she's like, come here, Mom, come here, come into the Zoom class. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, no, I will not be coming into the Zoom class and I don't have anything to say in here right now. Goodbye. Like, so, and
when
I'm
you,
like.
Wait, when you just yelled like that, you yelled exactly like Lulu. It was really funny.
I was so embarrassed and I didn't know. And then whatever, their class ends and I'm like, so what did you know, like was
so
your,
how the Spanish project.
Well, I said, did your teacher think it was funny? Because I know she, you know, I know she sometimes laughs at you guys. And she's like, actually, we had a sub and it was a guy. And I was like, oh, a guy that I was like, wait, though, because it's a sub. And she's like, actually, is a sub for Spanish, but he's really my environmental studies teacher or whatever it was. So he's around all the time. You'll meet him next year at parent teacher conferences. And I was like, I'll be dead at the time for that. I will not be coming to those. Thank you very much. Because the last thing I want is to not only meet the teachers that I have not met because it was all in quarantine, but to go to a parent teacher conference.
And he's like, oh, you're the MILF.
With my ex-husband there. That'll be great. Oh, Harper.
You know what though? I'm gonna say that I think he'll probably never want to bring up that conversation again either.
I mean, let's fucking hope so, because holy Jesus.
But I would say you may, just to be on the safe side, want to wear a muumuu to the parent-teacher conference. Oh. So as not to draw attention to the MILFiness of yourself.
Yeah, and not to be confused with the milkiness of myself, which happens when I eat dairy, and that would stop any sort of MILF conversation from ever happening ever again in our entire lives. The face that Jody is making right now looks like maybe I ate dairy and just farted next to her, and she looks painfully upset.
That was a stretch. That was a stretch.
I don't know. I just, the whole thing made me so uncomfortable, and part of me was like, felt. Anytime anyone has ever said that to me, if it's like, you're just kind of sort of weirdly not, you don't have to feel, but when you hear it come out of your kid's mouth and they're like, oh, and my friends think so, you're like, and I now need to become a nun.
Again,
this woman said her children have experienced increased popularity because of her van. So I'm just saying, wrap your fucking car and lean into it. Just lean into it heavy. Just be like, hashtag MILF mom all day. Mm. And no, don't do that.
That'd no, I'm weird. Not. It would be.
But
too
I'm going to say,
much.
I'm going to say this lady.
She's so badass.
Brittany Glidden is amazing. Please, I would love to say hello to you in on Instagram if you're out there.
Please follow us if you hear this.
Yes, follow Never Thought I'd Say This because
you're our people.
Moms like this remind me that we are not in the minority.
Right.
Well, we might be in the minority, but we are not alone.
We are not all godless hoe bags with an E. Ho with an E.
That's like my name, J-O-D-I-E.
Right. Well, that's why she did it.
That's what it was.
Obviously. Yep. Silliness.
Oh,
God.
Wow. Well, this has been an interesting MILFy journey between the two of us. Oh God.
No.
Why'd I say that?
I don't know, but we probably just got a whole bunch of male fans just from you saying that right there. They were like, unsubscribe. Well,
I mean, whatever gets the numbers up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The numbers.
Just kidding.
The numbers
the
up.
The numbers, yo.
You said up.
Don't do that.
Then never mind.
No, I was talking to myself. I was really talking to me. Don't do that.
No, please. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Don't do that.
Well,
what
else is going on?
I don't know. I had something to say about the MILF thing and now I can't remember what it was
maybe you just thought it over and were like, you know what? That's actually really inappropriate and I shouldn't say it.
When has that ever happened in the time that you've known me? I'm like, that's really inappropriate. How fast can I get that out of my mouth before she tells me to shut up? Like, I don't know. I think the funny thing is about the whole, you know, MILF thing, and I kind of alluded to it in the beginning. It's like when you first do have kids, you never feel less attractive or sexy in your life. Like, as I'm stealing the mesh underpants the hospital gives me with the like industrial pads, and then like anytime a baby, not even my baby cries, a baby cries and milk shoots out of my nipples. And you know,
if that's not MILF, I don't know what
you're
is.
Like, I couldn't be more disgusting right now. Like, I'm constipated, I'm bloated, I have things coming out of me on all places.
I don't think that's the point when people are like, oh, MILF.
I know.
I mean, I'm
obviously.
Sure there might be some. I'm sure there's a niche for that.
No, obviously. Oh, I know what I was gonna talk about.
If that reminded you of what you were gonna say, I'm terrified.
It did. But it wasn't because of that. It just all of a sudden reminded me of the, I think we kind of talked about it, but you know, Jody and I went to this club thing a while back.
We talked about this. I know we did,
but we got hit on and you did turn to me at one point and say, because they both asked us if we had kids. And then we were both like, yeah, like talking about it.
I had no idea. I thought we were talking to a friend of a friend because it was so goddamn loud in there that we thought he said he was a friend of mom.
Right.
Like,
both of them.
Yeah. We're like, hey, you're a friend. Right?
Yay.
No idea.
Yes. Yeah. They were totally like MILF hunting, which she wrote later on. And like, that was such a weird experience.
So weird.
And the fact that neither of us knew it. Like, we were like,
I turned to you and was like, God, why were they selling themselves so hard? It's like they were trying. Or no, I said,
yeah,
God,
you're like,
weird.
What was he selling?
What was he selling? And then I was like, oh, shit. Himself. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was, okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah. And there is definitely like that culture also of like guys that really, that's what they're super
into. Like I said,
into.
there is a niche for everything.
Yeah.
If you can think it, there's a Pornhub channel about it. So, if that's reminding you of a story, I'm really afraid.
It's a little bit of a story. I do have a parenting fail because you said Pornhub. And I was like, I'm never going to tell anybody this,
I'm going to tell an entire
podcast. Now I'll tell everybody as I do. I'm surprised I didn't tell you. So there was a TikTok thing a few months back. It was before I moved. And what kids were doing were playing the theme from Pornhub. Like, they can't hear, but it's like in a TikTok.
The theme?
Yeah, it was like
theme?
Yes. So there's like a specific thing that like a sound effect that comes along with Pornhub. It's like a
wow, wow. Is it that?
Kind of like that. Yeah, actually. Oh. And it like kind of came in at the end of a song, and okay. then it would be the Pornhub theme. And kids were playing it in front of like their older brothers or their parents. And if parents reacted to it, if they like looked up or were like, what's that song or something like that, or like gave you a look, that you knew that your, you know, parent has watched Pornhub. Okay. And I came downstairs.
Well, obviously I
apparently be, you have right. not. So I came downstairs and Harper had it playing, and I like I literally was like, what's that song? If it sounds familiar. And she just lost her mind. And what's really weird is that like I'm not big on that site at all. Well, I mean, maybe I am, who knows? But apparently I'm a MILF. But I definitely had heard it before, and I but like in my brain, I was like, that's a catchy tune. What is it? Like I could not
So and then you found yourself humming it in Ralph's and wondered why every guy that walked by was like,
oh, like hello. You know. And it was really, and it took me a minute, and she just was like, Mom! And I was like, oh my God. That's really funny and also kind of amazing because I never remember anything. And if I ever am watching anything like that, at that point, the kids were like just the room away. We had we have a shared bathroom. And so it was usually on mute. So I was like, the fact that my brain actually recognized it at all from ever is phenomenal. And I can't believe of all the times my brain's going to be like, I know this. It's for that. It's and it busts devil. Me with my fucking kid. So well, there you go. That
your
happened.
Kid knows.
Right.
And you, there's.
Listen, I was single for a long time. I'm just going to say that.
Okay. We can. All right. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not mm-hmm. shaming you. I'm not shaming you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm shaming you, but not about that.
I really wish I could remember what it sounded like because I would try and sing it for you, but I can't remember what
then
it is.
Then we'd have to pay like yeah. rights or something. Yeah. Then it would be just a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that I get to host this podcast with a fellow MILF.
Yes.
I mean, I same. Guess, but that's now I'm calling myself that. And again, it feels very strange. And
the whole thing does. It's yeah, it's yeah. weird. It's no good. We should never refer to each other or ourselves
have never
as
done
that.
This podcast.
Probably.
I mean, from episode one.
Yes. No, I knew what you meant. I was yeah. with you. It's a true story.
You were with me for every single episode.
It feels like a really long time now, doesn't it?
Yep. Two years, actually.
I know. You guys, thank you to our fans for knowing that because we yes. wouldn't have known that. And you made us such fun little like fan
they
art and
all
stuff.
All this cool fan art and like gifts yeah. and all kinds of stuff about our 2 year anniversary, which we've done 4 seasons in 2 years.
I know, which is crazy.
Yeah.
In a pandemic, for that matter.
We do
like,
two
that's
a
amazing.
Year.
I know.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. We just are killing it, apparently.
Speaking of us. Mm-hmm. We should tell the people where they can find us on all of our various platforms now because there's so many.
Okay.
There's really two. But
no.
It's a lot. Three?
I don't know. You know what?
Well, there's more than that. But let's just tell them. If they want to find us on Instagram, they can find us at Never Thought I'd Say This. If they want to find us on Facebook, at Never Thought I'd Say This.
Yep.
If they want to send us an email, they can email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. And you can email us with suggestions, show ideas, parenting fails, all of that kind of stuff.
Stories about being MILFs.
Whatever you, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, maybe
if you've got funny vanity plates that we feel like we
yes.
need to share with the people,
yes.
please let us know.
I would love to see some great vanity plates.
And stickers too. I think we can accept funny stickers like she has on as well, because why not? Those are funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can hit us up on all those places. Also, you can find me at Jody Sweeten on Instagram.
She almost said it. Never thought I'd say this. And it's amazing.
I did.
I know.
At Jody Sweeten.
I'm Vasilia Behar. We also have a YouTube channel that's
yes,
Never
do.
Thought I'd Say This. We're Facebook, Never Thought I'd Say This. You said that
I
one,
just
right?
Said that.
And Twitter is Never Thought I'd. Mm-hmm. But here's something great. Our new producer, Sabrina, had me make a link tree that has all of our things in one. So if you go to even just one of those platforms and you click on Linktree, it will tell you how to get to all of them. How amazing is that? Who
Pretty.
Knew that we could be technologically savvy sometimes? Not really, but we're trying.
Sabrina knew.
Yeah, Sabrina knew.
She was just waiting.
Thank God.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this MILF-mobile adventure. And remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids or your tits.
Never Thought I'd Say This with Jody Sweetin and Celia Behar is an Audio Boom original.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.